the Public News Service Friday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. A worldwide tech outage crippled industries from travel to finance this morning before services started coming back online after hours of disruption, highlighting the risks of a global shift towards digital interconnected technologies. That from Reuters. They report that a software update by the global cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike appeared to have triggered system problems that grounded flights, opens new tabs, forced some broadcasters off the air, and left customers without access to services such as healthcare or banking. The company says this was not a cyber attack, rather it was human error. Meantime, environmentalists say a first-time-ever federal decision to allow the sale of a small parcel of national public land in Nevada is an example of what they call careful use.
The Bureau of Land Management this week okayed the sale of 20 acres near Las Vegas to the Clark County Department of Social Services for an affordable housing development. The sale of public lands is controversial. Republicans often argue states should have more control, while Democrats feel federal oversight is needed so public lands aren't sold to private companies. When it comes to helping solve the nation's housing shortage, Aaron Weiss with the Center for Western Priorities says some states have parcels well suited to development.
But that's the kind of stuff that happens 5, 10, 20 acres at a time, not the wholesale transfer of tens of thousands or even millions of acres to states and private parties.
I'm Roz Brown.
Next to Wisconsin, where Science Moms, a nonpartisan group of climate scientists who engage with everyday folks, namely other moms, on the need to address the effects of a warming planet. The University of Wisconsin's Tracy Holloway is a member. She says a key point right now is that extreme weather events shouldn't be written off as typical.
Now, a lot of the disasters that we're experiencing wouldn't have occurred if it hadn't been for climate change. And it doesn't seem quite right to use the term natural disaster anymore.
And despite a growing movement to reduce the world's net greenhouse gas emissions to zero by 2050, some scientists say net zero pledges don't go far enough.
Industries such as aviation, shipping, and agriculture are likely to keep releasing what are known as residual emissions. Assistant Professor of Environment and Sustainability at the University at Buffalo, Dr. Holly Buck, and her colleagues analyzed the long-term climate strategies of 50 countries and found great discrepancies in how these emissions are categorized and counted. She says that makes it harder to track net zero goals.
What we really need is for governments to step up and make plans for residual emissions they realistically expect, for what sort of carbon removals they realistically expect, and then be able to adjust those plans as new technologies come online.
This story was produced with original reporting by Stephen Battersby for Pulitzer Center for Crisis Reporting. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley.
This is Public News Service. Construction could begin in Minnesota later this year in the final phase of one of the nation's largest solar energy developments. That's after state regulators green-lighted a key permit.
The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission on Thursday approved the site permit requested by Xcel Energy. The utility is moving forward with plans to replace the Sherkel coal plant site in Becker, about halfway between St. Cloud and Minneapolis. Two other solar arrays that are part of the development have already been approved, and construction began last year. PUC Chair Katie Sieben summarized the significance of approving Phase 3.
It's certainly a very important project for Minnesota and the upper Midwest.
Once fully operational, the company says the combined solar capacity would generate enough electricity to power more than 150,000 homes each year on average. Regional utilities are under pressure to meet the state's goal of carbon-free electricity by 2040. I'm Mike Moen.
Over the winter, Xcel closed the first generator of the Sherkel plant. The remaining units will be phased out over the next 5 years. And counterfeit medicine sales are on the rise nationwide. We get this perspective now from Connecticut.
The state faced trouble with growing sales of counterfeit Xanax pills laced with fentanyl in 2021. Raids on two Westbury mini markets that year uncovered sweeping pill press operations. Now criminals are counterfeiting the weight loss drug Ozempic. Some variations are insulin pens with an Ozempic label. Shabir Imber Safdar with the Partnership for Safe Medicine says telehealth pushes people to take medications they wouldn't normally qualify for.
To do something significant, like to go on an injectable drug for a long period of time that is going to have serious consequences for your health and nutrition and your weight, you really need to see a real doctor, not a computer doctor, not a doctor in a chat room. And I think some telehealth companies have normalized the fact that that's not important.
Some pharmacies and clinics face lawsuits for selling these knockoff drugs through telemedicine. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
There are reports that some counterfeit Ozempic has led to hypoglycemia or dangerously low blood sugar. And finally, from our Terry D. and this Arts Midwest Illinois News Connection collaboration, schools will soon open their doors for the fall semester.
Like many arts programs in the U.S., O'Fallon Township High School's band is challenged every year for adequate funding. Melissa Gustafson-Hines is OTHS Performing Arts Department Chair and Director of Bands. She explains equipment, uniforms, transportation costs, and bus driver shortages have meant creative maneuvering on her part to keep the department functioning.
There's a lot of extra endeavors because of the way things are now. And without the proper funding, students are not going to get the experience they deserve.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.